That's music from the Sonata No. 3 by Johann Sebastian Bach, originally for the unaccompanied violin, but played here on the guitar by Nicholas Galusis on Kansas Public Radio. Well, happy Wednesday. Welcome to the Classics here on KPR. Cordelia Brown is off today. She'll be back tomorrow. And I'm Darryl Brogdon, here to keep you company till noon today. Music that's got a good beat and you can dance to it. Some English dance music from the 17th century by William Byrd. That's ahead in about 20 minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries and Library on the Lawn, featuring lawn games, food trucks, live music, and fun for all ages today from 2 to 5. More at lib.ku.edu/events. Should be a great day for outdoor activities. Sunny, 71 degrees. But the big news, I think, in our forecast is that there's a chance for rain, finally, tomorrow, 20% in the afternoon, but 80% tomorrow night. Let's hope that goes according to plan. It's 56 degrees here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence under some sunny skies. From 1791 comes the Miracle Symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn, so named because at its premiere in London, the chandelier in the theater came crashing down, but fortunately did not injure anyone, hence the miracle. Here's Cappella Istropolitana, led by Barry Wordsworth on KPR. Well, I suppose it was a miracle in 1791 that nobody was injured when the chandelier fell in the theater where Haydn was conducting that symphony, the Symphony No. 96, which as a result has come to be known as the Miracle Symphony. We just heard it on KPR, played by Cappella Istropolitana, led by Barry Wordsworth. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City, and streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org. Darryl Brogdon here for Cordelia Brown this Wednesday morning. Hope your day is going great so far. It's 56 in Lawrence, 55 in Emporia. Topeka's got 55 also, with sunny skies this morning. Coming up in this hour, music that is totally for the birds. It's by Ottorino Respighi, and it's coming up in about 5 minutes. You know, Friday is Live Day here at Kansas Public Radio, our annual day when classical music is performed live throughout the day, both here in the KPR Performance Studio and at the Lawrence Public Library Auditorium. And Friday night, KPR's own Destiny will be performing a special Halloween concert, and it's a free concert. It starts at 7 Friday night at the Lawrence Public Library. Get all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. That's a suite of English dances from the early 17th century by William Byrd on KPR, performed by the Stockholm Philharmonic Brass Ensemble. It's 9:41. News from NPR's ahead in less than 20 minutes' time. The classics continue throughout this Wednesday morning with yours truly, Darryl Brogdon, pinch-hitting today for Cordelia Brown. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from F.W. Hutton Medical Center Senior Living Center, providing senior care in Jefferson County for loved ones close to home. More information on tours and availability at 913-774-4340. Well, here's something else that was inspired by the dance. It's something called Gli Uccelli, which is Italian for the birds. It's by Ottorino Respighi, who had a particular fascination with early music. And in fact, the birds was inspired by a variety of Renaissance dance tunes that Respighi adapted and enlarged for orchestra. We'll hear a recording from 1957 by the London Symphony Orchestra, led by Antal Durati. This is Ottorino Respighi's The Birds on Kansas Public Radio. So nice. That's The Birds by Ottorino Respighi, inspired by dance music of the Renaissance. Played here on KPR in a 1957 recording by the London Symphony Orchestra. The conductor there is Antal Durati. The news is next on KPR, and just ahead, classics continue. We'll hear an absolutely gorgeous concertino pastorale by a Swedish composer named Erland von Cook. That's ahead in the 10 o'clock hour. Also music by Joaquin Rodrigo and the Cuban composer René Touze. All just ahead between 10 and 11.
The summer, Kamala Harris, our news.
All Things Considered is today from 3 to 7 p.m. every weekday on KPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, or better yet, just tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. And Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans make informed financial decisions for their families for over 45 years. More at bobschwartzfinancial.com. Time's coming up on 10:01. The news is next on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Political party affiliation. So it's something, unfortunately, that in some ways is uniting us.
Conversely, 3 out of 5 people say they are hopeful about the election outcome. Bufka says the findings show that 2 seemingly contradictory things can be true at once. Katie Riddle, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down nearly 300 points. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Nature Conservancy, working across oceans and isles to cut carbon emissions, protect lands and waters, and support local communities for a future where people and nature thrive. Nature.org/solutions. It's your place to find classical music and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Here's a lively tune from the 18th century by the English composer Thomas Arne on KPR. He was primarily a composer for the theater, and that's a gavotte from his Georgian Suite, played by the RTE Concert Orchestra, led by Ernest Tomlinson. Your place to find classical music on a Wednesday morning is Kansas Public Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Darryl Brogdon. here for Cordelia Brown this morning. Cordelia will be back with us tomorrow. Coming up, a Cuban composer who started out leading a jazz band and wound up as a composer of classical music. René Touzé is his name. We'll hear some of his piano caprichos coming up. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting zoo lights and the chance to host a private party or special event in a secluded igloo at the zoo. Details and reservations at topekazoo.org. 59 is our temperature here at KU in Lawrence, 60 degrees in Emporia, 58 in Topeka. Manhattan has 57 degrees. We're looking for a high today near 71. Next, it's a Swedish composer, Erland von Cook. You may not know the name. You may have heard the music, though. He wrote the scores for a number of films by Ingmar Bergman. He also wrote this in 1947, the Concertino Pastoral for Flute and Strings on KPR. Composed in 1947, that's the Concertino Pastoral for Flute and Strings by the Swedish composer Erland von Cook. We heard it played on KPR by flutist Manuela Wiesler with Musica Vitae led by Wojciech Rajski. Brings us to 1024 on a sunny Wednesday morning. It's 60 degrees here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. And just ahead, another concerto, this time for the harp. And it's by Joaquin Rodrigo, his Concierto Serenata. That's ahead in 10 minutes. Well, Friday's the day. It's KPR's annual Live Day broadcast, when we have live classical music all day long. And this year, we're presenting a special free Halloween concert with violinist Destiny Ann Mermagan and friends. The evening concert is at 7 p.m., at the Lawrence Public Library Auditorium, so come on out and join us. It's part of an entire day of live classical music Friday, starting at 9 a.m. on all KPR1 stations, and you can see the full lineup of who's performing and when and where at kansaspublicradio.org. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia, and streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org. Three Caprichos on Kansas Public Radio by René Touzé. He was a Cuban pianist and composer. He started out leading a jazz band and late in life devoted himself entirely to composition. That's pianist Maria Latona on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is just after 10:35. And ahead in the next half hour, there's news from National Public Radio at 11:01. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU School of Music, inviting KU alumni to return to the 100th annual Vespers Choir, singing alongside fellow alumni while commemorating a century of Vespers traditions on Sunday, December 8. Details at music.ku.edu. Well, here's something now by the Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo, his Concierto Serenata. is basically a harp concerto, and it's performed here by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. The conductor is Enrique Batiste. The harpist is Nancy Allen on KPR. Joaquin Rodrigo's Concierto Serenata, a concerto for harp, played by Nancy Allen and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. The conductor is Enrique Batiste, here on Kansas Public Radio. The news just ahead at 11:01. Say, if it's not worth the time to sell that old car, truck, or motorcycle, KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands. Donate your vehicle online at KansasPublicRadio.org.
Hello, friends. It's your evening there.
We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, today, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And the Lead Center, hosting comedian Lewis Black in Goodbye Yeller Brick Road, the final tour, Saturday, November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. It's 11:01. The news is next on KPR.
Live from NPR. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. It's your place to find NPR News and classical music, Kansas Public Radio. There's music from Five Bagatelles for Clarinet and Piano by the English composer Gerald Finzi. That's clarinetist Thea King, Clifford Benson at the piano to start the 11 o'clock hour here at Kansas Public Radio. Thank you for joining us. It's a sunny Wednesday morning with 64 degrees here at KU in Lawrence on our way to a high of near 71. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Cordelia Brown is off today, and she'll be back in this chair tomorrow. The classics continue in this hour. We'll hear the Celtic Symphony by Granville Bantock, which features, I think it's six harps. That's coming up in the next half hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists, open Fridays 1 to 5 and by appointment. Details at cidergallery.com. Well, when you think of Ferde Grofe, we probably think first of the Grand Canyon Suite, but he wrote a lot of other similar suites, and here's one that is rarely heard, seldom performed in public. It's the Tabloid Suite, which depicts the hustle and bustle of a busy big city newspaper and uses a few special effects like a typewriter in the first movement. You'll hear a siren in the last. This is the Metropole Orchestra with the Tabloid Suite of Ferde Grofe on KPR. Well, there's a lot going on there. The Tabloid Suite Four Pictures of a Modern Newspaper by Ferdy Grofe, performed here on KPR by the Metropole Orchestra, led by Jan Stuhlen. It's 11:28, and just ahead, the Celtic Symphony by Granville Bantock, a symphony that's inspired at least partially by folk songs from the Hebrides Islands, and it features six harps. That's coming up in the next half hour. Jeff Watson's your man with the classics this afternoon. Hope you'll join Jeff today. He's on deck to join you from 12 to 3 this afternoon. Of course, at 3 p.m., it's All Things Considered. Temperatures in the 60s around the KPR listening area right now, 61 in Manhattan. Topeka's at 63. Emporia, 60. And here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, 64 degrees with sunshine and an 80% chance of rain tomorrow night. That's good news. Could see some rain tomorrow afternoon. A little windy, too, with southeast winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour tomorrow and 20-mile-per-hour wind gusts tomorrow night. But fingers crossed for that rain, though. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, you never guess. That's the waltz from the lyric suite for Sextet. It's by Chick Corea, who's featured there at the piano, along with vibraharpist Gary Burton and a string quartet. It's exactly, got to wait 2 seconds, it's exactly 11:37 on this Wednesday morning. Hope your day's going just great. It's 64 degrees here at KU in Lawrence, and we'll have some news at the top of the hour from National Public Radio. I'm Darrell Brogdon here for Cordelia Brown. Cordelia will be back tomorrow morning. Jeff Watson standing by to take over. Keep you company from 12 to 3. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Well, Sir Granville Bantock has probably the unenviable distinction of being one of the most neglected composers of the 20th century. He was an English composer who really had a thing for large-scale works, symphonies, choral works, you name it. We're going to hear his Celtic Symphony, which is inspired at least in part by folk songs of the Hebrides Islands, which was a frequent inspiration for Bantock. This one features a string orchestra and six, count them, six harpists. This is the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra led by Vernon Handley and the Celtic Symphony of Granville Bantock on KPR. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and a whole lot of harps with the Celtic Symphony by Sir Granville Bantock here for you on Kansas Public Radio. The conductor is Vernon Handley. That was composed in 1940, one of the last things composed by Granville Bantock, one of the more overlooked composers of the 20th century. It's a minute before 12 noon, and the news is next here on Kansas Public Radio. Then stay tuned for Stardate and Jeff Watson, who'll be hosting classical music this afternoon from 12 to 3. And at 3 p.m., of course, all things considered. Our forecast calls for highs today near 71, down to 48 tonight. Slight chance of rain tomorrow afternoon, high near 86 degrees. And the time to look for the rain, I think, is late tomorrow night when there's an 80% chance of showers. 65 degrees here at KU in Lawrence.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the...
Start your day informed with Morning Edition. It's here every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. on Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local. We are KPR, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or simply tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service continues for years to come. For more information, visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org.